Hey, Mr. Willie.
Hey.
Hey, man. I didn't hear from you, so I didn't come out there. Where are you at?
Rick, can't you? I hear that now. I knew you said 3 o'clock.
Right, I called you earlier to confirm, but I didn't hear from you, so.
Yeah, I've been at a funeral.
Oh, okay. Well, then let's plan for tomorrow then, because I didn't, since I didn't hear from you, I said, well, I don't know if something happened.
Right.
So do you mind if we do tomorrow then? Because I tried to get a hold of you and I didn't know you were at a funeral. My apologies.
Let me see.
Or look, if it needs to be next Monday, like, it's no problem. We have time.
Yeah, I gotta meet some window folks. They're gonna put some windows in at the property at I supposed to meet them at 3 o'clock in Portland.
What time today?
Tomorrow.
Oh, you got tomorrow at 3? Let me see. Okay.
You just take it outside.
Inside, I need to be inside as well.
Yeah, schedule for next week. What is that, Monday?
Yeah, let's do Monday. Let's set it up if you don't mind. Let's do Monday. And that way, and then, let's do early. Let's do like a 10 o'clock, all right?
What I'm saying, I can't get in there to the people be off unless they all I got to take all money, but they work, they don't get up on 5 o'clock.
Well, how are you gonna get in today?
Well, you told me you just gonna do it outside. That's what you told me, outside. You gonna take pictures
Well,
outside.
I'm very glad that I didn't come then, because if you read the paperwork that we agreed upon, we need to be able to come inside to verify the condition. We don't have any issues, but we do need to see inside. I mean, I think that, it's reasonable to, be able to test drive a car before you buy it.
Right, there ain't no problem, but I'm just saying if I'm not mistaken, what you told me, you were gonna take pictures outside.
Well, if I wasn't clear, I apologize, but I do, I'm familiar with the outside of it. I just need to see the inside of it just to verify the condition.
Right, but I check with the schedule money, and I don't usually get no key, and why they going, and I go in there, I like one of them be home.
Sure, but I mean, it is your legal right as the landlord to, have a key and to be able to access the property when you like. So just keep that in mind. We're not asking to do anything, that's inappropriate. We're just, looking to get inside to verify the condition so that we can, put this thing in the past. I mean, if I buy it without going inside of it, my price is going to definitely be different.
Right, there ain't no problem at all. I'm saying, but it still could be 10 o'clock. I work on, Monday through Friday. I don't get off on 2:30. Remember I told you that?
Okay. Well, I look, people tell me a lot of things. I can't remember them all, so we can do for the weekend if you want, this weekend, if that would work for your tenants.
Right. Yeah, they don't work on Saturdays. I mean, I don't think I know the wife don't, but he work for the city, so sometimes he work on Saturday. But anyhow, one of them is home on Saturday. What time you
Okay.
talking about Saturday? You talking about Saturday?
Yes, sir.
What time you
How about
talking
this? Call them and call me back, but I could be there. Let me see. Hang on. Have 18 Madison, 1861 Mansman. Let me see. Sorry, I'm trying to put. I have three other properties that I'm looking at on Saturday too. So hang on. So. Saturday. Let's see, 1 hour and 30, so 1:30. About Saturday at 3 o'clock.
All right.
Does that work? I'm sorry it took me so long. I just have to get, you know, coordinate that with my calendar.
All right, I set up it in.
All right, Saturday at 3 o'clock.
All right.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right.